Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. And as we've been doing, since we don't have no spring sports to talk about, we've been interviewing La Caprile Valley graduates and catching up with them, graduates that have gone on to play college sports and talk about their careers at college and high school. So this morning, we're going to visit with Kellen Kessler. He joins me by phone from, Valley City, North Dakota, Kellen?
Yep, that's right.
All right. Yeah, I drove through Valley City quite a few times, but never really stopped there. So, nice community.
Oh, yeah. I love it here. Great people, friendly, make you feel right at home from straight out of town and college student.
Good. All right. Well, Kellen, what year did you graduate from La Caprile Valley?
I graduated in 2015.
2015, okay. And what sports did you do at La Caprile Valley?
I was in football, basketball, and track.
All right, so a three-sport athlete. Kept you busy then, huh?
Yep, was busy.
All right, what was one of your favorite sports, Kellen?
Football and basketball, probably.
Okay. Well, let's start with football. Maybe name some of the teammates you played with and maybe some highlights of your football career or some big wins that you remember.
I think senior year we graduated, wasn't too many. Me, Austin Haas, Cody Neswold. Who else is on there? It's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah, there's only a few of us I remember, but...
Okay. Any memorable games?
Yeah, I'd say probably when we beat McCray in playoffs. It was one of our first playoff wins in quite a while for the school, so that was cool to... Because I remember we played them the last game of the season and lost by a touchdown, I believe, and then ended up playing them the first round and went back down there and... One and then, I don't know, it's pretty exciting to have the first playoff win, and I think it was 20-plus years for the school.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, I remember that, Kellen. I remember that. That was good. So
yeah, it was pretty exciting.
So what positions did you play on the football team?
I played quarterback, receiver, and safety.
Okay. And talk about maybe some of your seasons. When did you start on varsity and stuff like that?
I started as a sophomore on defense as a safety, and then junior year started at quarterback and safety, and then one of my good buddies, Chase Martinson, we split time at quarterback the rest of junior and senior year, so that's when I would rotate to receiver.
Okay. You have a good experience on the football team then?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. Some of the best memories you'll ever have.
Yeah. Talk about basketball career at La Caprile Valley. What comes to mind?
It was pretty exciting. We were always competitive with almost everyone in the conference. I don't know. It was a good experience. I like to share the ball. Mm-hmm. It was interesting because you never knew who the leading scorer for any given night was going to be. So it was kind of fun to see and have success that way.
Okay. Who are some of your teammates on the basketball team?
Austin Haas, Garrett Olson, Brandon Hill.
Brandon, okay.
Connor Oy, Lucas Strand.
Okay. Yeah, Lucas, he went on to play college basketball, didn't he?
Yep, he went over to Jamestown to play.
Okay, yep, I remember that. How about track, what comes to mind when you're in high school? What did you do, events?
I did long jump. 4x1, the 100 and 200.
Oh, okay. So a speedster then.
I don't know about that.
Well, Danny Tuckett was just telling us about the banana relays and Jordan Halverson. When I interviewed Jordan, she always bragged about how she beat everybody in the banana relays.
Oh yeah, I remember them running that actually. That's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, after graduation, Kellen, you chose Valley City. Why did you choose that college?
I don't know. I kind of fell in love with it. I only went on one visit here, and I had an offer from Fergus to play quarterback, and I was kind of set on that. But then once we came here and toured it, visited, talked with the coaches and players and stuff, kind of fell in love with it right away, and then ultimately ended up choosing here.
Okay. So what's the Valley City Vikings, are they?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. So talk about your college career. Well, you know, is there a big difference between high school football and college football?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot faster. You find out everyone's a lot more physical and bigger right away. I redshirted freshman year, so I didn't play at all. And then coming into sophomore year, it was good. I think redshirting helped me a lot, like growing, getting bigger, learning the offense, getting everything down. Made everything a lot easier moving forward after that first year.
Okay. So what conference are you in, and who are some of the other colleges in your conference in football?
We're in the North Star Conference, and that would be Dickinson State's in there, Presentation out of Aberdeen, Dakota State, Waldorf from Iowa, Mayville State.
Okay.
And then University of Jamestown was, and they left 2 years ago to go to the GPAC, which is down south in a Nebraska conference.
Okay. So you did some traveling then?
Yep.
Okay. So talk about some of the, maybe some games that come to mind, some memorable moments. I know you had you played defense, right? What position?
No, I played wide receiver.
Offense, wide receiver, I'm sorry. Yep.
No, yep.
So wide receiver.
Yep.
So you didn't, did you play wide receiver in high school?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, talk about that a little bit then, Kellen. Some memorable games?
Yeah, probably the paint. We always had a rivalry, so we'd always start the year against Jamestown because they're only 30 miles away, and it's always been a rivalry for the paint bucket, we call it. It's a trophy. That's always memorable. And we actually had it for the paint bucket for 5 years, and then we lost it 2 years ago. So then coming into this year, we were all, I don't know, more set on getting it back. So we played them at home this year, got it back in front of a big crowd. Night game is exciting. And then we also played Dickinson this year, who's won the conference the last 4 years and came out with a win. So that was a good game for us too.
Awesome. So you get to create some good relationships with teammates and stuff from all over, huh?
Oh yeah, you meet some of the best friends best people you ever meet in your life in college. I remember looking back in high school, talking to Coach Bierenfeld. He was saying that college football is a whole different thing than high school football, and it'll be some of the best times of your life. And as a young, I think I was probably 16, 17 at the time, after we met and talked about if I wanted to further my collegiate career, like football career in college, he was telling me that, and I don't know, I wasn't really convinced on it, but looking back, he was for sure right on that.
What's that?
He was for sure right on that.
Yeah,
college
right.
Football is one of the whole different experience.
So what's it like scoring a college touchdown as a wide receiver? Pretty exciting?
Yeah, it's pretty surreal.
Any come to mind that you caught for touchdowns?
Probably the first one was down in Dakota State in Madison, South Dakota. It was a big game because we had two key players hurt, so probably that one comes to mind just because it was pretty surreal. First touchdown, I suppose.
Good. I know your family. Talk about your family a little bit, who they are, and I know they came to a lot of your games, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. My mom and dad, Tom and Lynn Kessler, they're always supported me. They've been to every game or almost every game, traveling 6-7 hours of some for the last 4 or 5 years. Always supported me through everything. My sister, Lexi Weber, she travels a lot with her three kids, so that means a lot too. And then a bunch of cousins, other relatives, family, friends have came across Minnesota, North Dakota to come watch too, so that's pretty awesome to see your friends and family come support.
Yep, yep. I have followed your family on Facebook, and I've always enjoyed looking at all the football pictures. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's pretty exciting to see.
So where are you at now? Are you still going to school, or when do you graduate, or did you graduate, or?
Yep, I'm in Valley City right now still. I'll graduate this spring with a major in health and physical education and strength and conditioning.
Okay. So, teacher-wise, or is that what you're looking for?
Yep.
Or, okay.
Yep.
Good. All right, Kellen. Well, I appreciate the time this morning and getting caught up and see what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Kellen Kessler at Valley City, North Dakota. La Caprile Valley graduate. We'll take a commercial break and come back with more of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show right after this.